Save up to $15,000 off MSRP on the 2025 Ford F-150 Super Crew. Shop Woodhouse Ford in-store or online today. With approved credit, security deposit waived. Vehicle is a retired courtesy loan. Offer expires March 31st, 2026. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to Geography 101. Hey, two. Welcome back to Geography 101. I'm your host, Daniel Lucas, and today we're setting our compass for the far eastern edge of the Mediterranean Sea. We're headed to an island that has been crossroad of civilizations for over 10,000 years, a place where Europe and Asia don't just meet, they collide, mingle, and create something entirely unique. Most known it's a sand drenched holiday cave, but scratch the surface and you'll find a land of a dramatic geology, a capital city sliced into by a UN buffer zone, and history that reads like a roll call of ancient empires. So forget the postcards for a moment. We're going deep into the heart of Cyprus. Our journey begins with the simple geographical facts. Cyprus is an island of a startling contrast. It sits 80 kilometers south of Turkey, west of Syria, and north of Egypt, squarely in the eastern basin of the Mediterranean. As the third largest island in the sea, it covers just over 9,200 kilometers, a landmass roughly the size of Puerto Rico or a little smaller than the United States of Connecticut. But within its relatively compact space, it packs an astonishing variety of landscapes. Its position has always been its destiny. For millennia, Cyprus has been a strategic prize, a stepping stone for traders, armies, and cultures moving between three continents. This has blessed the island with the incredible richness of heritage, but it's also been the source of endless conflict and conquest. The Cyprus must first understand that it's never truly been isolated. It has always been part of a much larger, turbulent world. Geologically speaking, the islands dominated by two distinct mountain ranges that run unlike ancient spines across its body. The first is the Troodos Massive, a vast sprawling dome of igneous rock that covers most of the southwestern half of the island. There's no ordinary mountain range. It was thrust up from the depth of the ancient Tethys Oceans millions of years ago. At the heart of Troodos, pricing the sky at 1,952 meters, stand by Mount Olympus. It's a place of delightful contradiction. On a clear winter's day, you can stand on its snowy slopes, skis in hand, and gaze southward toward the glittering blue line of a Mediterranean Sea. The possibility of skiing in the morning and swimming in the afternoon is not a travel brochure fantasy here. It's a tangible, if surreal, reality for Cyprus. The Troodos hold the secret that quite literally put Cyprus on the map of the ancient world. The very name Cyprus is derived from the ancient Greek word for Cooper or Kypros, and this mountain range was one of the antiquity most prolific sources of the metal. For over 3,000 years, the mines of Troodos generated immense wealth, fueling the Bronze Age economies of the northeast of the Mediterranean. This mineral wealth attracted the attention of every major power for centuries. Then look back to the north, running parallel to the coast of about 160 kilometers, is the Carian Range. It's Turkey, beautiful jack pine and limestone. It's also known as the Peltadiktos, or Five Fingers Mountains, named after the most distinctive peak that resembles the hand reaching for the sky. While Trudeau's is bulky and rounded, the Karenia reins is sharp, narrow, and dramatically steep. Birds atop these formidable reeds, like eagle's nests, are a series of Crusader castle. Buffamento and St. Hilarion and Cantara are their names, and the ruins look like they were lifted straight from the pages of medieval romance. St. Hilarion, in particular, is said to have been the inspiration for the castle in Walt Disney's Snow White. In fact, the ads layer the fairy tale magic to already breathtaking landscape. Cradled between these two geological titans lies the Mesoya Plain. This flat, fertile expanse stretches from the elegant city of Nisswas in the center, all the way is the eastern and western coast. It is the island's agricultural heartland, a golden sea of the wheat and barley that undulates under the hot sun. But the Mesoya is also a place of scarcity. In the summer, this plain bakes under the unrelenting sun, turning the landscape into a dry, hazy patchwork of browns, yellow. The drives that flow through it, including the Poseidos, the Barros, and the Yellows. The rivers that flow through it, including the Poseidos, the island's longest, are bone dry for most of the year, a stark reminder of the Mediterranean fierce seasonality. The contrast between the winter green and summer cold could not be more pronounced. Speaking of the sun, let's talk about the Cypriot climate, a defining feature of life here. It follows a classic intense Mediterranean rhythm, long, hot, and bone-dry summers from May to September, followed by mild, changeable, and relatively wet winters. The island's abode.
The Bleacher Report app is your destination for sports. Right now, the NBA is heating up, March Madness is here, and MLB is almost back. Every day there's a new headline, a new highlight, a new moment you've got to see for yourself. That's why I stay locked in with the Bleacher Report app. For me, it's about staying connected to my sports. I can follow the teams I care about, get real-time scores, breaking news, and highlights all in one place. Download the Bleacher Report app today so you never miss a moment.
Get behind the wheel of America's favorite truck from Woodhouse Ford. Lease the Ford F-150 Super Crew for $389 a month for 36 months and 7,500 miles per year. First payment and $299 dock fee due at signing. Or save up to $15,000 off MSRP. Shop Woodhouse Ford online or in-store in Blair, Omaha, and Plattsmouth today. With approved credit, security deposit waived, tax, title, license extra. Vehicle is a retired courtesy loan. Offers expire March 31st, 2026. See dealer for details.
With an average of 340 days of sunshine a year, this abundance of light shaped not just agriculture, but the very soul of the place. It's no wonder the ancient Greeks chose this island as the birthplace of Aphrodite, the goddess of love and beauty. Rising from the sea from the coast of Paphos, according to the legend, she emerged onto the shore in unparalleled beauty, setting the tone for the island's eternal association with romance and allure. However, this is the sun-drenched paradise has always struggled with one fundamental challenge: water. Every single river on the island is seasonal, running with snow melt and rain in the winter, but completely disappearing in the summer drought. The Cypriots have of necessary become masters of water management, building a vast network of over 100 dams and reservoirs to capture the precious winter rains and sustain through the long part summer months. This careful management sustains surprising amount of biodiversity. The higher slope of Trudus are cloaked in ancient forests of endemic golden oak and brutia pine, trees that have adapted in the unique soil and climate. The air is often thick with the scent of the pines, stretching tonic against the heart of the lowlands. Lower down, the landscape gives way to the fragrant unique a low-growing shrubland that covers the hillside like silvery green carpet, cross sprig of thyme, oregano, or wild rosemary underfoot, and the air fills with intoxicating aroma of Mediterranean. This is the scent of the cypress itself, wild, herbaceous, and ancient. This hardy shrubland is home of the island of unique wildlife, including the Cypriot mufflon, a wild sheep that is the island's national animal. Once hunted to the brink of extinction, these majestic animals with their curved horns now find refuge in the forests of Paphos region. To see one of these glimpse wild heart of the island. And the wildlife spectacles don't end on land. In winter month, the salt lakes near Lankara or Arcotori transform into surreal, almost otherworldly sights. Thousands of great flamingos migrate here, the elegant pink plumes creating a stunning contrast against the white salt crust and the blue sky. They sand into the shallow, briny water, filtering for their favorite food and tiny brine shrimp that gives them their vibrant color. Beneath the waves, the story is just a rich and compelling. Just off the coast of Lanraka lies one of the world's most famous shipwrecks, the Zenobia. The Swedish-built roll-and-roll-off ferry sank on her maiden voyage in 1980, taking with her cargo of vehicles to seabed of 42 meters below. Today, the Zenobia is hauntingly beautiful artificial reef, consistently ranked among the top of dive sites on the planet. Her massive structure is encrusted with a colorful marine life, and her holds are a silent, watery museum of trucks and trailers. For divers, it's an unforgettable journey into a modern maritime mystery. But human history on this island goes back much, much farther than the 1980s. At the Kirkotia, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, you can walk through Neolithic settlement that does dates back in the 7th millennium BC. The circular stone houses, handed together on the hillside, were built thousands of years before great pyramids of Egypt. The people of Chokretia farm raised livestock and buried their dead beneath the floors of their homes. In profound connection between life and afterlife, they had crossed the sea to reach this island, making them some of the earliest seafarers in human history. To stand among their ruins is to feel the immense depth of time on this island. Every subsequent empire conquered Cyprus, left his indelible mark. The Mycenaean Greeks arrived around 12 BC, then bringing their language, their gods, their culture, forever cementing the island's Hellenic charter and character as well. The city kingdoms they established, like Corians and Salamis, become the thriving center of trade and art. The Romans came next. They build with a characteristic ambition. In Paphos, they constructed magnificent villas whose floor was covered in intricate mosaics. The mosaics depicting scenes from Greek mythology with astonishing details and vibrance are considered some of the finest in the entire Roman world. They have survived earthquakes, conquests, and centuries of neglect to dazzle us today. Not from of these villas lies on the most atmospheric archaeological site in the Mediterranean, the tombs of the kings. This bust of necropolis is carved out of a solid rock with a massive Doric pillars surrounding open air, precisely arch rooms leading down to the burial chambers. Despite the name, it was not actually for kings, but for high-ranking officials and aristocrats. whose wealth and status demanded eternal grandeur. Following the division of the Roman Empire, Cyprus became the vital outpost of the Byzantine Empire. The Byzantines left behind their own spiritual legacy, hidden away in the remote valleys and peaks of Troodos Mountains. Here you can find the small churches and monasteries, the plain exteriors belying the dazzling treasures within. The interiors of these churches, like Asino and Panagia to Araka, are completely covered in brilliant fresco dating from 11th to 15th centuries. These paintings, with their intense colors and spiritual gravity, form one of the most important collections of post-Byzantine art in the world. The UNESCO World Heritage Site, a silent sermon and paint on the walls of the mountains. In the 12th century, the island's strategic value brought a new kind of conqueror, crusaders. It was Richard Lionheart of England who seized Cyprus on his way to the crusade. He did not keep it for long, sailing to the French Lusignan dynasty, who ruled for nearly 300 years. The Lusignans were great builders, transforming the island into a feudal kingdom. They constructed soaring Gothic cathedrals and Nicosia and kingdom. They constructed a fortified castle along with the Crimean reigns under the rule Cyprians or under the rule of the Famagusta, and fortified castle along the Cyprus, wealthy and exotic outpost of European Christendom, a place where Frankish knights and Eastern mechanism or merchants mingle in bustling port cities. But this is the history of conquest of the rule, or conquest of the rule has left complex and sensitive legacy that defines the island today. You can see the most vividly Nicosia, the capital city. It is the city of two halves, a place where modern, bustling European metropolis and abruptly cut into two. I walked on a leather street. The city means shopping through fire as a normal experience of shops and cafes until you reach a checkpoint. Suddenly, there are barriers, UN soldiers, and crossing point into another world. This is the Green Line, a UN-controlled buffer zone that has sliced the city into the entire island into two since 1974. This division is the central, inescapable fact of modern Cypriot life. The International Recognition Republic of Cyprus governs the southern two-thirds of the island. The northern third is administered by the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, an entity recognized only by Turkey. The contrast in atmosphere, economy, and even sound, the car horns are immediately apparent when you cross. Adding another layer of complexity, the United Kingdom still retains two sovereign base areas on the island, the Arikotori and the Kelea. This is a remnant of the British colonial era, military enclaves and fly in the Union, check and operate under British law. A tiny piece of UK permanently anchored to a Mediterranean island. This political wound is the direct result of turbulent 20th century. After the century of Ottoman rule, Cyprus became the British colony in 1878. A fierce independence struggle in the 1950s led to an independent republic in 1960. A fragile power-sharing state that was doomed from the start by intercommunal violence. The fragile republic collapsed in 1974 when they occupied by the Greek Cypriot nationalists seeking union with Greece triggered a military invasion by Turkey, which claimed the right to protect the Turkish Cypriot minority. The invasion resulted in the division in the island and displacement of hundreds of thousands of people on both sides. A tragedy whose pain is still felt deeply within families and communities. Yet despite the painful division and challenges it presents, the Republic of Cyprus has been proven to be remarkably resilient. In recent decades, it has transformed itself from a poor and agricultural economy economy into one of the most dynamic and prosperous in European Union, with its join in 2004. Its economy has been one of the Eurozone star performers, with a growth driven by booming tourism sector, sophisticated financial and professional service industry, and growing shipping hub. International credit rating agencies now giving Cyprus grade A, a strong vote of confidence in its economic management and its future potential. The skyscrapers is a limousine new marina area physical statement in this newfound wealth. A huge part of the future is potential lies, not on land, but offshore, deep beneath the seabed of Mediterranean Sea. Major natural gas discovers in Cyprus exclusive economic zone. It fills with names straight of the mythology like Aphrodite and Kronos are poised to transform the island into a regional energy player. The Cypriot government is betting heavily on this energy future. Recent agreements with the global energy giants like Chevron, ExxonMobil, and Italy's Eni are paving the way to development of these fields. The new industry promises to reshape the island's economy and its geopolitical leverage for decades to come, adding a new high-stakes chapter to its long history as crossroads of empires. For the most of us who visit Cyprus is and will remain replaced divine by its simple, profound pleasure. It's a home of halloumi cheese, the unique semi-hard cheese with a high melting point that make it perfect for grilling or frying. It's staple for every Cypriot meal that has now conquered the world. Brunch menus. It's squeaky, salty, and utterly delicious. It's also the home of Chamadoria, sweet dessert with the history of this arguably longer than any other wine still in production. Made from sun-dried grapes into foothills to travels, it has known of ancient Greece and was served at the wedding of King Richard the Lionheart. To sip Comandria is to taste the deep, sweet history of the island itself. And there the spirit of welcome deeply ingrained cultural value known as Philoxonia, literally friend to a stranger and small mountain villages. But from the coastal resort, you can still experience this ancient tradition. You'll be welcomed like family into village, coffee shop, over the thematicity of strong Cypriot coffee. A small glass of the potent fire water, Zivania, and a plate of mess that simply never stop coming. Whether you're hiking the Chalidonian Falls into the cool Troodos Forest, diving to the Zenobia Wreck, watching the flamingos at Lamaca or Larnaca, or simply watching the sunset turn the cliff of the Acamas Peninsula to gold, the island offers sensory and emotional experience that is hard to watch. In so many ways, Cyprus is a place of a beautiful contradictions. An Asian island with European soul, an Asian land battling on the high-tech future, divided island whose people share the same sun, the same food, the same fierce love for this remarkable rock in the Eastern Sea. It's a tiny island with a monumental story, and it never fails to leave its mark on those who take the time truly to see it. That brings us to the end of our deep dive into Cyprus, from its snowy peak to Mount Olympus, into a divided heart of its capital, Nicosia. We are traveled through thousands of years of history in just 40 paragraphs. It is an episode to spark your curiosity. Please take a moment to, well, subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow geography enthusiasts. Next time, we are setting our sight on the other corner of the globe, another place with a story to tell. So until now, I'm Daniel Lucas, reminding you to keep exploring, keep questioning, and always look beneath the surface. Thank you for listening, and more to come, people. See you soon.